One day Dionysus, the patron of theatres, began to worry that no great playwrights had appeared in a long time. He decides to descend into Hades and retrieve Rhipids, the great author of tragedies. Dionysus asks Hercules how to get into the underworld. Heracles tells him that Charon can translate him. Dionysus sets out with the slave. On the way he meets the judge Aeacles, to whom he presents himself as Hercules, wearing a lion's skin. But Aeacles is angry, Dionysus is frightened and throws the skin over the slave. The queen's maid comes up to them and announces that she has been waiting for Heracles for a long time, and Dionysus changes back. Aeacles tries to figure out which of the two is really Hercules, but he fails, and decides to send them to Hades to sort it out. The travelers enter the palace, where a dispute is going on between the poets Aeschylus and Rhipids. Dionysus becomes their judge. Aeschylus says that Rhipids' plays teach him nothing, and Rhipids declares that Aeschylus has a heavy syllable. Dionysus gives victory to Aeschylus, and they both leave Hades.